Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to episode one of Let's Talk About It.
Hello. All right. So it's only right for our audience to get to know their esteemed hostess.
So with that being said, Miss Kayla, will you start us off?
All right. So obviously, my name is Kayla. My birthday is November 21st. I am a Scorpio, big Scorp in the house. I am from Las Vegas, Nevada. Not Nevada.
Please say it with us.
Nevada. Period. My current study in school is science, and with that, I hope to be an NP or a doctor. NP is a nurse practitioner, for those who don't know. My interests are trying new foods and playing. Playing and getting in the deep dark hole of Thy Sims, okay? I advise everyone not to do so because it takes you down the deep dark hole. But do it because it's fun. And lastly, I am a very proud, very strong, very black woman.
Beautiful.
Who are you, Ashley?
Hello, all. I'm Ashley. I'm 20 years old. I'm a queer Leo black woman and very proud of all of it, mind you. My favorite color is yellow, which everyone hates me for, but it's my brand. So, period. I'm also interested in the sciences, health sciences to be exact. And I will be a successful nurse practitioner in the future.
On it.
And I will. Some things that I'm interested in is, of course, trying new foods. I will literally eat anything. I love spending time with my wife and my cats. And, of course, tending to my growing garden of succulents. Because that's just what you do in this house. And, of course, I cannot stop playing Animal Crossing. It's consumed my life 100%. So please send help or cute furniture. Thank you.
Exactly. Help, preferably, though.
Right.
All right. So what is productivity?
Well, it's the opposite of spending all of your time on your Nintendo Switch. But Kayla, what is it to you?
It's keeping myself busy. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, not indulging in The Sims.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah, because I need to not do that.
Right. No, I agree. I feel like the only thing that I've done was, of course, tend to my game.
Mm-hmm.
And just literally be lazy, because when I'm not working, it's kind of hard to not be lazy.
Yeah.
So I guess now in retrospect, me thinking of a protected...
What?
Thinking of what productivity is, I'm going to have to get on that. Yeah. Because I'm doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
So what are you doing during this time as far as productivity is concerned?
I really enjoy reading and cooking. My current read is Asada, which is an autobiography about Asada Shakur. She was in the Black Panthers. And I actually advise everybody to read it if you want to learn more about it. It's very good so far, and I'm not even done with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, with cooking, it's... I like to do that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Oh, pasta.
Girl.
So
where's my leftovers?
If there's any.
Okay.
But I like to do all types of different pasta. Fave, it would have to be some type of shrimp or chicken pasta with homemade Alfredo sauce, baby.
Homemade?
Yes.
Oh,
I learned.
The recipe.
I
live for that. No, yeah, I'm gonna need to play it next time.
Got you. What have you been doing during this time?
So I'm very stagnant with the things I do. So it's very much like I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But we started the quarantine with painting, and then Animal Crossing came out, so that happened. We're catching up on movies we like to watch. And just doing things that truly make me happy, because, of course, staying in the house all the time, it's easy to be distracted from your own happiness. So when you do things that inspire you and drive you, it just makes the time go by a lot faster. So,
agree.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. What are some ways to combat laziness during this time.
What would you do?
Go for a walk. And preferably, please, everybody, put your mask on.
Put thine mask on.
Put it on because, please, we're trying to stop the spread.
It's the bare minimum, by the way. The bare minimum. But yeah, I agree. I mean, fresh air is very necessary. And two, just to get into a routine of doing certain things around the house or, you know, going outside if you have to, open up those windows, do what you got to do. If I were quarantined during this time and I didn't have to work, being on myself as far as a routine is concerned, I would have to do that because I would succumb into not doing anything every single day. So if I were to stay home all the time, I'd give myself 2 lazy days because, girl, you deserve it. Treat yourself.
Period.
But of course, the rest of the week, really get into that routine. Clean your house, open your windows, go for a walk, tend to your plants, do what you gotta do. So on the topic of Miss Quarantine, what are some things that irritate you the most about this time? And I know the list is long because of the person that you are.
Everything irritates me. As of lately, because there is a lot more cars on the road today, that's the main thing. People on the road.
Yeah.
Please learn how to drive.
I know. That is the worst.
Like, I don't understand.
We're turning into California because, of course, everyone's moving here, myself included. But it's just like, okay, we've only been locked down for how long? And we all forgot to drive? Merge, baby. Merge.
What is a blinker?
Come on now. I feel like, no, that's been the thing that's been the most irritating, too.
Yeah.
What's another thing that's been irritating you the most?
Oh, people who won't wear their mask or gloves, like if you are out in public, don't just throw it on the floor. Throw it for your gloves, like in a recycling if you're into that, or in a trash, but not don't litter, guys.
On the ground. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen a pair of disposed gloves or masks that are just laying on the floor. Of course, right now we're worrying about an entire airborne disease, but two, let's treat our earth properly. If you're just going to leave your gloves and mask around, then you're part of the problem too. I do understand. I mean, it's great that you guys are wearing the proper PPE protective wear. But of course, if you're not disposing of it properly, you're doing yourself a bigger disservice. So if you're one of those people, girl, we see you. And we're reading you to absolute
filth.
Another thing that's got me irritated that we literally have to speak on is people protesting against having to be locked down.
Oh my god,
girl, what?
Like, y'all, we're trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
You're gonna go protest?
Like, you're gonna be out? Like, stay at home, please.
I just don't understand how all of a sudden it's become something political. I feel like only America, would turn this into something political.
Because
if y'all have any insight on this entire thing and on, you know, the protesting, please let us know.
Please,
we would love to talk about it.
Exactly.
But as far as I'm concerned, I feel like it's silly and I feel like it's selfish, point blank period.
Same.
So I feel like that's honestly the top tier of things that have been bothering me. It's just the fact that it's become a political movement and not a wellness movement. And I feel like we should be doing the exact opposite, which is listening to those stay-at-home orders, keeping ourselves safe, wearing the PPE, just being mindful that maybe you will be okay if you catch it. But let's think of the people who are at risk. Your grandma, your little kids, like stuff like that. So I feel like that's something that should be taken into account. But let's go on the nicer side of things. When Miss Quarantine is over, when Miss COVID-19 has exit stage left, what will you do?
So for me, because me and Ashley are both essential workers, so we were out every day, for whatever days that we had to work, we were coming out every day into the world, working. For me, I will stay inside. Don't know if I would get a hotel. I'll probably just do this at home, but like, I just need like a week off or something like that to just like be decompress. By myself. Yes, decompress, reset, like find myself again, because I don't know if you feel like this, okay, but during this time, like when we're still out here working, I've been tired, but I feel like it's a different tired than what it used
we're
to
be. We're
putting
up with a whole different array of things, because, so I totally feel that, right?
Yes, I was like, oh my goodness, I feel like this is like a different tired.
Tell me about it. I think it's a hybrid of stress, mm-hmm, my physical being tired, mm-hmm, and just girl just being fed up.
Yes.
Fed up. Yes. Okay. So I feel like all of those three things at once, it's just a method of destruction at this point. Yes. At this point.
And then I know another thing that I'll do, probably not as soon, mm-hmm, as quarantine is over. I'm probably give it a couple weeks. But Wax Center, hello. Okay. European Wax Center. Shouts out to you.
Because open the door.
Exactly. Okay. I need your services.
Amen. So
you.
What will I do? So I'm the exact opposite of whom you are. I'm a very extroverted person, mm-hmm, if you guys cannot tell already. So I want to go out with my lady. I want to go out with my friends, my family. I want to go to all of my favorite restaurants. I want to go dancing. I want to go to all my favorite stores. I want to go to Dave and Buster's and Disneyland. And girl, the list goes on, because I thrive in social settings. So with me having to only be at work and home, I'm not thriving as much as I can be. Now, I do understand that maybe when the restrictions are lifted, that the pandemic isn't over. Mm-hmm. I totally understand, mm-hmm, that. So I will be moving very carefully. Mm-hmm. However.
Thank you.
IKEA. Listen to me clearly, girl. I've been counting on you to furnish my apartment, and I still don't have a couch because you're closed. Just bet your bottom dollar I will be out there with my mask on. But I have to go out and do my social things just because that's the way I like to go down. Yeah. Also, Disneyland. Y'all did me so wrong closing 2 weeks before my planned trip. I'm just trying to figure out, was that subliminal or what? Just let me know.
Talking about that, with Disneyland, you already had the tickets purchased?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. Oh, right?
Okay, because I was going to say, how did y'all go about getting...
Right. Well, I mean, even if we got the tickets, they last for a certain while. So, mm-hmm, you know, and plus I bet they're like rolling them over and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once this thing opens up, and also we're due for all you can eat Korean barbecue and sushi.
Come on, sushi.
We are due.
So B1. Hello. Arizona roll and lemon salmon.
Please.
I need it.
Burning your bum bum. Two of them. Okay.
If you guys live in Las Vegas, you should definitely check out B1.
It's very good. If you guys are into like sushi or even Korean barbecue, they have something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Please do yourself a
Miss favorite. Ashley tried squid, guys.
It was delicious, mind you. Like I said earlier, I will try anything. And mind you, I liked it. So
she's crazy.
Right. So that's that on that. So I guess that's it for Miss Episode 1.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If
Thanks.
You did, mind you, this was very fun for us. We will be dropping an episode every week.
Yeah.
Or something
That's
like that.
That's what we'll aim for every week. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you'll get it when you get it. So be grateful. Okay. So every episode, we'll close it off with something that we are proud of learning. So Miss Kayla, please, what are you proud of learning?
Patience, guys.
Amen.
Patience is a virtue. Mm-hmm. I had to learn that again. I feel like learning patience is like an everyday thing.
It's a lifelong thing for sure.
Exactly. Especially today when I seen as many cars out on the road that I haven't seen since, when was quarantine start? When did quarantine start? March.
Something like that.
March, the middle of March. The roads were empty and I was living, okay?
Living.
But
home
today.
In 15 minutes.
Exactly. But today, it was a lot more cars out than what it has been. So patience has been something that I had to like relearn again.
Beautiful.
Today. What yes. about you?
So mine isn't nearly as deep as yours was, but I learned when it was the perfect time to eat a honeydew melon, and mm-hmm. you can tell because it's like kind of like white on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not that super deep, but I'm proud of learning it, mm-hmm. and my stomach was proud too. But I'm fully aware, like, if you learn anything, be proud of it.
Exactly.
And that's kind of like the premise of this show.
Exactly.
Right. Like, if you
don't learn, be ashamed of learning anything.
Right.
That's very little.
Jump in, talk about it, learn about it, tell your friends. That's what we're here for. So, with that being said, take that little grain, run with it, if you will, and please tune into episode 2 next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.